If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors. New pitcher to the team, but not necessarily new to the organization. This is Noah Willingham, the right-hander from Williams Baptist. He is the clubhouse intern for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and playing his fifth season of college baseball coming up. He has been asked to join the club for the final week of the season. Right-hander firing a first pitch strike to Jake Bold. Willingham does have Northwoods League experience. That one misses low in the dirt. The Steele, Missouri native threw three games last season with the Rochester Honkers out in the Great Plains. Seven hits, six earned runs, two walks, and five strikeouts. Williams Baptist the past 2 years, 167 innings pitched. The 1-1 delivery misses downstairs. This past season, 14 starts, 15 appearances for Willingham, a 7-5 record, 83 and a third innings pitched, 4.64 ERA, and a 1.33 whip. The 2-1 fastball misses upstairs for ball three. Jake Bold in the ballgame 0-2. Popped out to the pitcher in the second. Flew out to center field in the fifth. Runners are on second and third, both responsible of Noah Marschke. Left-hander who threw five perfect innings got tagged up a bit here in the sixth. The 3-1 fastball is in there for a called strike. 5 1/3, 80 pitches thrown from Marschke, four hits, three earned runs, responsible for both on the bags. A walk and seven strikeouts. Three balls and two strikes. Willingham working on the first base side of the rubber. Jake Bold, one of the heavy thumpers in this Green Bay order. Payoff. Hit on the ground. That's going to clear into center field for a base hit. Both runs are going to come in to score. Two-run single for Jake Bold makes it a one-run ball game. Eighth hitter up in the inning for Green Bay is the right fielder Nick Harms. Now you can close the book on the line for Noah Marschke. Fortunately, five earned runs for the young man. He was so fantastic through five innings. Nick Harms 0-2 in the ballgame, popped out to short in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth. First pitch to Harms from Willingham, misses outside. So this is Willingham's game the rest of the way in terms of who's responsible for who. Raptors offense, after being up 6-0, has some work to do. Leading by just a run, one out in the inning, the 1-0. Harms on the ground, right side, glove by five. Ash will take it to the bag for one. The throw to second, tag applied in time. They called it a foul ball, though, did Henry Schmielwitz behind home plate. That is a brutal break for the Raptors. Kirk Schreider out of the Wisconsin Rapids dugout. He is not happy with the home plate umpire whatsoever. Could have been an inning-ending 3-6 double play and at least getting the Raptors out of the inning with the lead. Instead, it'll be a 1-2 count on Harms. There isn't even a conference to be had here. Bold heading back to first base. Harms taking his place in the left-handed batter's box. Stand corrected. Count now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch off the foul ball is called a strike. Count now 1-2. Willingham looking for his first strikeout in a Raptor uniform. Long peer into Cashel Duggar. 6 on the pitch clock coming set. The 1-2. Rolled over on the ground. Foul down the first base side. It's a Raptor team that have struggled to hold on to leads in the last week. Up 10-1 in a 7-inning game against Lakeshore last week. Lost that one 12-10. Also lost a 5-0 lead a week ago today in Madison. The next 1-2. This is downstairs to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of work for Willingham in his past two seasons. As I mentioned, 167 innings. Pretty even split, 83 and a third in 2023 and 83 and two-thirds in 2024. The 2-2, fouled back, we'll do it again. His K per nine rate soared in between seasons at Williams Baptist, going from 6.05 to 9.25. At an ERA of a 3.23 this past season. That 4.64 ERA was in his first year with the club. The 2-2, missing low and outside. The count is now full. The whip pretty similar. 1.33 in his first season there and 1.34 in his second year. A 13-9 record overall. 27 starts, 30 appearances for Williams Baptist. The 3-2 misses up and away for ball four. It's a walk to Harms, and it puts runners on first and second. The batter is Lane Allen. Willingham, 14 pitches. Allen is the ninth batter this inning for the Rockers. Whole new ball game here in Ashwaubenon. Coming into this inning, no runs on no hits. For Green Bay, they now have 5 runs on 5 knocks. 2 of them homers, Connie Tanaka and Blade Carver. Willingham set, looks back at second, the first pitch to Allen. Fastball that's right in there for a called strike. Allen, a strikeout victim of Marschke back in the second. Grounded out to short in the fifth. The 0-1 delivery, another fastball right down Broadway to make it nothing and two. No balls and two strikes. Lane Allen taking a long walk using his timeout here in this plate appearance. The 0-2, breaking ball, fouled back, count remains. Willingham a chance to at least try and work out of this jam and keep the Raptors ahead. Nobody holding on either runner. The focus is on Allen in the batter's box right now. The next delivery, high fastball fouled away just above the Raptor dugout down the first base side. Willingham thrust it into a role here with the Raptors and a chance to make his debut and work around a jam. His next 0-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground. That's going to clear the right side for a base hit. Stop sign given out to Bold at third base. The throw to the plate is up the line. There's a base hit for Lane Allen, and the bases are loaded with one away. You're in the bottom of inning six. It continues for the Rockers. 10th hitter of the inning here with Blade Carver. Carver led off the inning with the first hit and run of the ball game for Green Bay. That solo blast. Second time in this ball game between two teams that they have hit around in an inning. Carver a chance to give Green Bay the first lead of the contest. Willingham set. First pitch. Fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. Green Bay almost with the same amount of hits as Wisconsin Rapids in this game. All coming here in the bottom of inning six. The 0-1 delivery misses downstairs. We were cruising right along, five perfect innings for Noah Marschke, and it was 6-0 Rats through two frames, and how much things can change in such little time. The 1-1 fastball fouled back by Carver, count now a ball and two strikes. Willingham ahead in a count here. Let's see what he goes with. Here's into Duggar throwing down the signals. Back on the rubber is the right-hander. Pitch clock resetting. It comes to a pause here with 15. The 1-2. Fouled back by Carver, spoiling that upstairs fastball. Wisconsin Rapid bats have fallen silent since that second inning. No hits in innings 3 through 6. That'll have to change when we get to the top of the seventh. Another 1-2 delivery on the way to the Green Bay first baseman. Willingham rocks and fires. This is down in the dirt. Nice block there by Duggar to keep it in front of him. Count evens. Nowhere to put Carver with the bases loaded. Five Rocker runs here in this inning. Carver now 11 for 41 this season. Swinging away, lining the 2-2 fair down the right field line. Green Bay is going to get the lead, and this could clear the bag. Stop sign given up at third base to Lane Allen. Blade Carver, have yourself an inning. A two-run double makes it 7-6 Green Bay. The batter is Logan Gregorio. Gregorio 0 for 2 with a couple of punch outs in this ballgame. The first pitch to him, fouled straight back. Nobody warming up in the rafter bullpen. Willingham, that being his 26th pitch. Has yet to record an out since entering the ballgame. Long pause from Willingham comes set. Couple of runners in scoring position. For Gregorio, as that 0-1 fastball just misses outside. This point, we'll see what the other options are in a pretty limited rafter bullpen. 1-1 fastball just misses outside for ball two. Definitely a hitter-friendly zone from Henry Schmielwitz. Either one of those were pretty good-looking tosses from the right-hander. In terms of who's available, you know who can't throw based on yesterday. Brandon Scott on the shelf for a couple of days. Tristan Krusenberry is tomorrow's probable starter here in Ashwaubenon. 2-1 rolled on the ground right side. Loved by Lloyd. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out, the second out of this inning. where Gregorio gets an RBI. Allen coming in to score. It is 8-6 Green Bay. To third on the putout is Carver. Will Johnson picked up his first hit as a rocker and in the Northwoods League earlier in the inning, singled and scored. Out of the windup, Willingham's first pitch. Fastball missing low and outside. Noah's hanging right around the zone. There's no bite from the home plate umpire, Henry Schmulewitz. The 1-0. Fastball in the air, right field. This should stay in the yard for Chris Arroyo. Out in front of the warning track to make the catch. It's a big inning for Green Bay. From 6-0 and being perfecto through 5 to leading it 8-6. We head to the top of the 7th here in Green Bay. 8-6 Rockers right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It is 8-6 Green Bay as we head to the 7th here at Capital Credit Union Park. Buchanan, Duggar, and McIntosh, 5-6-7 against the new pitcher into the ballgame, Greg Ferguson. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, locally grown radio, right here on WFHR. First pitch from the right-hander to Buchanan, fouled back on a high fastball. Now begins 0-1. 8 runs in that 6th inning. Green Bay being perfecto through 5 from the left-hander Noah Marschke, but the two Noahs, Marschke and Willingham, unable to get out of that 6th inning without giving up the lead. The 0-1 pitch misses high. Up to the Raptor bats to surmount a comeback. Colton Sylvester, 4 2/3. Fantastic innings for the visitors, or for the hosts, I should say, here today is the 1-1 tap back to the mound. Ferguson will glove and flip to first in time. 4 2/3, 64 pitches for the right-hander. No runs, no hits. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Cashel Duggar has reached all 3 of his trips to the plate in this ballgame. Singled in the 2nd and scored. Drew a 7-pitch walk later on in that inning and reached on an error in the 4th. For Ferguson, his 3rd outing of the season, his first was in Rapids on July 5th. First pitch to Duggar, tapped foul down the first base side. Last time out at Wausau on the 15th. 12-4 loss, an inning thrown, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Based one over the minimum. The 0-1 hit on the ground, bounced to second. Another one taken care of on the right side of that infield. Will Johnson making that 4-3 put out, two up, two down here in the seventh. You have to Kyler McIntosh to try and extend this inning. McIntosh 1-for-3 in the ballgame, collected his seventh double on the campaign in inning two, later came in to score. Righty on righty battle. Southwestern University right-hander Greg Ferguson's first pitch misses high. In that debut outing for the Rockers and in the Northwoods League at Witterfield on the 5th was a 13-10 Rapids victory. Two-thirds of an inning thrown, one hit, three earned runs, two walks, and a strikeout facing five hitters. The 1-0 swung on and missed to even the count at a ball and a strike. All of a sudden, this Rocker bullpen has a lead to protect. Dakota Crumbly warming up in the Raptor stable prior to the 1-1 as it's bounced in for ball two. Bottom third of the Raptor order for the fourth time around. Dalton Fiveash on deck, then it's Ben Lloyd. Out of the windup, Ferguson's 2-1. Fastball hit in the air center field. Tanaka coming in on it to make the catch and retire the side. It is a 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Greg Ferguson. Stretch time at Capital Credit Union Park. Rockers 8, Raptors 6 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober states.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Post-stretch bottom seven here in Green Bay. Noah Willingham back to the mound. Rockers lead the Raptors 8-6. And Yakum, WFHR, thanking you so much as always for hanging out and spending your Saturday noon afternoon here with us on locally grown radio. An odd 3:05 start time, the second to last Saturday game of the regular season. First pitch from Willingham to Tanaka. This is up and away for ball one. All eight Rocker runs coming in the bottom of inning six. Raptors had five perfect innings from their starting left-hander Noah Marshke prior to that frame. 1-0 misses the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Quickly the count. The right-hander from Williams Baptist out of the windup, the 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner called a strike. Willingham committed to Columbia College for his final year of college baseball. Get his master's degree the upcoming school year. Goes breaking ball in the 2-1. It misses downstairs for ball three. Tanaka in the ballgame, a two-run homer an inning ago. 1-for-3 is the center fielder from Honolulu, committed to Oral Roberts. The 3-1. Fastball missing up and away for ball four. It's a five-pitch walk to begin the seventh. Dakota Crumbly was warming up in the Raptor bullpen, so we'll see how long the leash is for Willingham here in the seventh. Sam Miller, 0-for-2, three plate appearances in the ballgame, drew a four-pitch walk back in the sixth. 524-898. Grounded out to second in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the first. Willingham looks over to first, comes set. First pitch to Miller, hit on the ground left side. McIntosh charging to second one. Lloyd's throw to first is not in time. A slow roller didn't really have much of a chance of being turned into a double play. Instead, it'll just be the first out of the inning. Next batter, left fielder. Miller on first, and the batter is Dalen Adderley. Willingham could use another one of those ground balls right here. Adderley doubled and scored an inning ago. Adderley on the season, that was double number 7. Five Ash holding on the runner at first. First pitch to Adderley, loses downstairs. Bold on deck, then it's Harms. Raptors went down 1-2-3 in the top half of this inning. They'll bring 8-9-1 to the dish in the top of inning 8. Thanks to that knock, Adderley extending his hitting streak to 10 games. Willingham's 1-0. Fastball hit on the ground, left side again. McIntosh to the second base back for one. The throw to first is in time. As an inning-ending 6-3 double play, Noah Willingham faces the minimum here in the seventh inning. The end of the eighth here in Ashwaubenon. 8-6 Rockers right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Dalton 5 asked to lead off the top of the eighth inning from Capital Credit Union Park. Greg Ferguson remaining on the mound for Green Bay. His first pitch is upstairs for ball one. Andy Ockham bringing you more Rafters baseball. 8-6 the score, 8 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the hosting Rockers. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The first of this two-game series here in Ashwaubenon. 5 Ash following off that 1-0 pitch down the third base side. Five Ash in the ballgame, 0-for-1, 3 plate appearances. Wind out to second his last time up in the fifth. Drew a couple of walks in innings 2 and 3. He won one home from the Green Bay right-hander who worked a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. This is up and away. One in the first, 5 in the second for Rapids. All 8 runs for Green Bay in the bottom of inning 6. The 2-1. Fastball called a strike. Count now 2-2. Ben Lloyd on deck, top of the order. Aiden Teal to follow. Out of approval from Ferguson to his catcher, Logan Gregorio, the 2-2. Got him swinging on a fastball. Eleven straight Raptor hitters retired, and it brings up Ben Lloyd, who has reached twice today. Lloyd, a two-run single, scored back in the second and got the scoring started in this ballgame. Reached on an error in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting second baseman misses downstairs. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. The 1-0. This is up and away. 2 balls, no strikes on Lloyd. Playing in game number 6 as a Rafter. Second difference summer in the Northwoods League. Had a pretty adventurous college career for Lloyd. Going from Notre Dame to Western Kentucky to Kaskaskia College, and he'll be attending NIU in the fall. 2-0 fastball on the outer edge from Ferguson called a strike. That's how it works in college athletics, though. You want an opportunity to just go out there and play. It doesn't matter at what level and who for. As long as it's a campus and a place you can call home and a program and an environment you can thrive in, why not go after it? As the 2-1 slider, check swing. That one heading toward Lloyd's back foot. He went around to make it a 2-2 count. It's the big thing nowadays with the transfer portal. Who's going where? What do you need to stay wherever? I know a lot of people have said things, whether it's baseball or other sports, against the transfer portal, but at the end of the day, guys are just trying to get their chances to play ball. As the 2-2 fastball is swung on and missed. 2-up, 2-down at the top of the eighth for Greg Ferguson, both by way of the K. Back to the top of the card for the fifth time around for the Rafters and Aiden Teal. Teal, a 3-run homer back in the second. Number 9 on the season for the Mahwah, New Jersey native. First pitch fastball missing outside from Ferguson for ball 1. The right-hander rocks and fires with 9 on the pitch clock. Breaking ball, check swing. Teal did not go on the appeal to third. That's the crew chief, Jeremy Brooks, giving the no swing call to make it 2-0. Jorge Degatti on deck, then it's Orlando Lordoy. Rafters trail it by a pair in the series opener. They play 4 of their final 8 games of the season against these Rockers. 2-0. Fastball ripped in the air right center. Tanaka in the gap giving chase. He makes the catch to retire the side. 12 straight Raptors retired by the Rocker bullpen. Six up, six down out of the pen for Greg Ferguson. Bottom eight we go. 4-5-6 due up for the Rockers right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals. And that
camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jake Bold leading off the bottom of the eighth inning against Raptor right-hander Noah Willingham. First pitch from Willingham, a fastball called a strike on the Princeton product. 8-6 Green Bay, Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. A one fastball popped up on the infield. On the first baseline, the first baseman Dalton Fiveash charging in, and he makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Willingham, after coming in relief of Noah Marschke in that eight-run bottom of the sixth, got a clean start in the seventh and faced the minimum. Issued a leadoff walk to Makani Tanaka, but got an inning-ending 6-3 double play off the bat of Daylon Adderley, the three-hole hitter. Nick Harms, 0-for-2, three plate appearances, drew a walk his last time up in that sixth frame. Willingham out of the windup. First pitch, hit on the line to second. Ben Lloyd to his left is there to make the catch. Two up, two down, and the batter is Lane Allen. Willingham looking to face the minimum in his final two innings out of the stable this afternoon in his Raptor debut.
Now batted, third baseman, number 15.
Allen, a base hit and scored his last time up in inning six. 1-for-3 effort in the ball game for the Texas native out of Blinn College. Willingham's first delivery to him, an inside corner fastball that's called a strike. 2-3-4 will be due up in the top of the ninth for Rapids. Degatti, Lordoy, and Arroyo for the second time in this ball game. They'll be chasing a couple of runs. The 0-1. Middle fastball, it's nothing and two. Eight runs, seven hits, three errors for Green Bay. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The home plate umpire, Henry Schmielwitz, stepping out in front of the dish, writing something in his notebook prior to the 0-2 delivery. And calling for timeouts used out of the box from Green Bay in this ballgame so far. That's the third. And their third baseman, Lane Allen, will climb back in for an 0-2 pitch. Willingham goes fastball, and it's fouled away down the first baseline. Wisconsin Rapids using just two pitchers in this ballgame, the two Noahs, Marschke and Willingham. Three arms on the Green Bay side, Caleb Reuter, Colton Sylvester, and Greg Ferguson. As another 0-2 coming home from the Raptor right-hander. Check swing, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar. He secures it for strike three. Three up, three down for Noah Willingham. We head to the ninth inning in Green Bay. 8-6 the score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top nine here in Green Bay. It is now or never for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. First pitch from Greg Ferguson to Jorge Degatti misses low for ball one. Green Bay 8, Wisconsin Rapids 6. The 2-3-4 spots due up for the Rats this inning. The 1-0, fastball missing downstairs, two balls, no strikes, the count. Degatti in the ballgame, 1-for-4. Singled and scored back in the first inning. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Rapids. 8 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Rockers. Ferguson in his third inning of relief work for Green Bay fires a 2-0 pitch. Fastball shooting the knees, it's called a strike. 1 in the first and 5 in the second for Rapids. All 8 Rocker runs in the bottom of inning 6 if you're just joining us right now. The 2-1. Another fastball down at the knees and another called strike to make it 2-2 on the Nova Southeastern third baseman Jorge Degatti. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground up the middle and through. It is a multi-hit game for Jorge Degatti. Fighting off that breaking ball low in the zone, getting the Raptors a leadoff runner here in the ninth inning. Orlando Lordoy looking to reach for the second time in the contest. He is 0-for-3 in his 4 trips to the plate. Lordoy hit by a pitch in the second. Out of the 3 spots, serving as the designated hitter in this ballgame for Kirk Schreider. Gotti leading off first, being held on by Carver. Ferguson set out of the stretch, first base side of the slab. The first delivery misses low. So Royo on deck. Buchanan to follow. Ferguson giving the nod to Logan Gregorio, throwing down the signals. The 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner is there for a called strike. The Raptors cannot mount a comeback here this afternoon. They fall to 16-14 in the second half and 31 wins and 32 losses on the season. Green Bay looking to get three games above 500 in the second half at 15-12 and get their 29th win of the campaign. 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Lordoy chasing at that one in front of home plate. It is now 1-2. A must-win game for either team to keep any sliver of their playoff hopes alive. Ferguson set the 1-2. Rounded to first, loved by Carver. He'll go to second for one. The throw to back to first base is not in time, and it gets away from Carver. It'll be a 3-6 fielder's choice. Lordoy replacing Degatti on the one bag. Chris Arroyo into the box, looking for his second hit of the ball game.
Next batter, right fielder number 23.
Arroyo hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the second. A couple of flyouts since. To left field in the fourth, and to center field in the top of inning six. Ferguson set the first delivery. Fastball in there for a called strike. Arroyo could tie the ball game up with one big swing of the bat. He's left the yard already this season at Capital Credit Union Park, his first in the Northwoods League. If Sun went out here, it'd be number 7 on the season. You'll one. And on the ground, back up the Miller. Miller behind the second base bag, flips the second one. The throw to first is in time. And that'll do it here in Green Bay. And game-ending 6-4-3 double play. Green Bay comes back down 6-0 and wins the series opener by a score of 8-6. Six runs, eight hits, no errors. Four Wisconsin Rapids, eight runs, seven hits, and three errors. For the Rockers, another matchup within the last eight or so days where the Raptors had a lead and a pretty sizable one midway through the contest and are unable to seal the deal. We'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
A Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now, let's get back.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
8-6 the final here today in favor of the Green Bay Rockers from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. Andy Ockham, your official Raptor postgame show right here on WFHR. Let's get right into the scoring in this ballgame. It began in the top of the first for your Raptors, a Walker Buchanan RBI single to right field, made it 1-0, and then the Rats made it a 6-0 contest by adding 5 in the second, sending 11 to the plate, getting runs on a 2-run single from Ben Lloyd and a 3-run jack over the right center wall by Aiden Teal, his 9th of the season. That's all the scoring Rapids would get in this ballgame. Green Bay plated all 8 of their runs in the bottom of inning 6, sending 12 to the plate, having a couple of home runs from Blade Carter and Makani Tanaka. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 8 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, and 1 left on for Green Bay. The Noahs got the ball today for Wisconsin Rapids. Noah Marschke, his first start and second appearance with the Raptors and in the Northwoods League. He had 5 perfect innings, but he really got snake bit in inning 6. His final line, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 5 earned runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts on 80 pitches. Then it was the debut of the Raptors for Noah Willingham, the clubhouse intern this summer. and a pitcher at the NAIA level from Williams Baptist the last two seasons. He pitched with Rochester a summer ago, and he looked really sharp once he got locked in that seventh frame. 2 2/3 innings thrown for Willingham, 3 hits allowed, 3 runs, 3 were earned, walked 2 and struck out 1 on 46 pitches. Starter on the Green Bay side today was Caleb Reuter, an inning and a third for the left-hander. He allowed 7 hits, all 6 earned runs, walked 1 and struck out 1 on 51 pitches. Colton Sylvester shouldered the load out of the Green Bay stable this afternoon. 4 hitless and scoreless innings, make it 4 2/3 to be precise. Walked a pair and struck out 2 on 64 pitches. And Greg Ferguson, a 3-inning save for the right-hander. 1 hit allowed, no runs, no walks, 2 punchouts, 33 pitches thrown. Sylvester the win, Willingham the loss, Ferguson the save. Time of the game, 2 hours, 41 minutes this afternoon. 1,300 in attendance in Ashwaubenon, 87 and sunny. It was a hot one to start this one. A 3:05 first pitch. We're going to do it again here at this yard tomorrow afternoon. A 1:05 ball game, a Sunday matinee from Capital Credit Union Park. You can keep your FM AM dials tuned in right here at 97.5, 1320, or have your Civic Media apps ready for your official pregame show at around 12:55. Andy Ockham for now signing off in Ashwaubenon. Rockers 8, Raptors 6 on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on...
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.